Welcome to the podcast, where we introduce you to incredible humans who share their journeys with the mission to inspire you to harness your own inner tenacity to drive your life and career forward. And now, your host, Adam Posner.
We are back and we're with Sile from MetaView. And MetaView is not only, they've been a sponsor on the podcast before, so thank you for that. What they do is incredibly important in the entire process. And us as recruiters, we're looking for ways to be more effective. We're looking for ways to be more efficient. And more importantly, we're looking for ways to not play the telephone game, right? It's not playing the game where this is what the candidate said to me, and I'm going to say it to you, and you're going to say it to them, and there has to be a better way. And that better way is MetaView.
Yeah.
Sile, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you built.
Thanks so much, man. Pumped to be on the show. So yeah, Sile, one of the co-founders at MetaView, building an AI note taker built especially for recruiting. And sort of similar to what you were saying there, the way we think about it is really as a recruiter or even a hiring manager, and it's for anyone who's spending time trying to build a great team and contribute to that, you're sort of being forced to do two things a lot of the time. You need to get to know the candidate, engage with them, understand their motivations, persuade them, maybe influence them.
That's a lot of things
to do.
And
at the same time, you're also being like the data extractor and noting down everything they're saying. So we built MetaView just to sort of take away that second job. People that love MetaView love it because it means they can, or recruiters especially, they can focus on getting to know candidates. And then later on, advocating for them effectively or not, or saying, hey, that's clearly not a good fit, rather than, as you said, I think playing telephone is a great example, that idea that you're just there to sort of pass on what they said, that will go away as a skill or a behavior.
Now basically. Listen, now MetaView is not the only product in the space that does it, but what makes you guys different?
So
I'm right about that, right? There's competition.
Yeah,
this isn't an incredibly unique concept, but what you guys do, you've gotten into a great point of accuracy.
Yeah, and so that's the key.
The ancillary products and features, but what makes you guys different?
So the key, like the biggest thing that we put so much effort into and continue to, because we think it really pays back and customers love us for it, is the relevance of the summarized notes. So if you're going to rely on an AI product to take your notes for you out of these vital conversations, if you turn up and look at those notes and like, damn, that's missed some of the things that I would have included, or that has got this bit wrong and that's really important, then essentially your product might as well not exist. And so what we find a lot of time, if someone is using, let's say, a generic like Zoom's transcription thing or the Microsoft Teams one, it actually doesn't save them the time in the end because they end up not trusting it. So we put a ton of energy into being correct. And the great thing about when you actually get what we just call the synthesis of the conversation correct, it also means you can do a far better job downstream of how you help with the workflow. Because if we know that this is an important piece of information and Adam's going to want to put this piece of information in his CRM or pass it on to his client or pass it on to his hiring manager, then we can help you with that.
And I think the most important part is that the hiring manager, the next in line to interview the candidate, gets to hear it verbatim from the candidate themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Instead of what me as a recruiter is thinking I heard and then saying it. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, the product right now is just based on video. Have you gotten to the point, or will it be, because I do most of my calls on telephone only.
Yeah.
Is that coming out soon?
We have that.
Really?
Yeah. We got to set you up, man. We have that. One thing, just to go back to your point around hiring managers or clients get to hear it directly from the candidate. Very true.
Now, I'm a recruiter. This is what I deal with all day long.
But there's still a really key step, which is you don't want to just pass on the whole call. Here's an hours long call. Listen to it. See what you think. That's pointless.
That's not what you're doing.
What you need to do is both you as the recruiter, but also our software, need to help sort of pull out those nuggets. Really, because in an hour long conversation, half an hour long conversation, there's going to be a sort of a bunch of stuff that is important, whatever. But actually, there's going to be some nuggets that are vital to your perception, your perspective on that candidate, and. So that's still the role that, of course, the recruiter plays alongside our product. So it's not just a case of passing on the video. Anyway, yes, we do phone calls.
And we're going to get to that in a little bit. I want everyone to check out MetaView. It's a fantastic product. And I'm not just saying that because it's been a sponsor, but as a recruiter, these are the tools that we need. So last but not least, as a business owner, what is one of those challenges that's keeping you up at night?
Oh, so we're a venture-funded tech company. There's lots of positives of being a venture-funded tech company. It means you can really invest in building a great product. You can really invest in bringing amazing customer service, especially early on in the company's life cycle. But that does also mean you need to be constantly working out ways to grow, just as recruiting leaders and recruiting agency owners, same thing. So we just think a lot about where are our potential customers hanging out? What are they talking about? frankly, that's the reason I'm here at this conference, is to sort of see what the conversation is about and how we're relevant to it. So yeah, that's for sure what is keeping me up.
So I'm here with Sal from MetaView, and obviously AI is, I can hear it at all times through this conference. It's a buzz in my ear. So
yep.
The way I like to approach it is, how does MetaView use AI?
So, I mean, it's at the center of our products, frankly. So if you think about, let me put it very simply, then let me maybe put some flowers on it just to, I guess, bring it to that. So the summarization of the calls is powered by AI. Within MetaView, you can ask using natural language, an assistant, similar to ChatGPT, any question about all the interviews you've ever had, and it will find you that information, and that's totally powered by AI. So the way that we think about it is, your conversations as a recruiting function or a recruiting organization with candidates are actually represent a tidal wave of data that is now accessible to you. You're never going to be able to sort of sift through that data yourself. Actually, that's where something like AI is incredibly valuable, because you're talking, again, about, you know, if you're running an agency, you're talking about thousands of hours of conversations month to month. You're never going to sort of make sense of it all. AI can. So that's really what AI sort of means for us and our product.
I love it. MetaView is a fantastic product. I want everyone to check it out. Where can they find it?
Head to metaview.ai. That's another way you know AI is in our products, right? We've got the domain. So metaview.ai, head over to our website. Free trials. We're very much, like, in this moment, I've been at this conference obviously for a couple of days, and despite all the talk about AI, there's still a lot of people who have not sort of pragmatically used it in their day-to-day at all.
But you have to practice what you preach in
totally.
Your own life too.
And that's why it's really important that we offer free trials, because actually experimentation is the key right now. You don't want to take my word for it that this is going to help you do your work.
You got to find out, as the kids say.
Exactly. So yeah, metaview.ai. Also, maybe worth following our account on LinkedIn, or connecting with me on LinkedIn is a good idea too.
Find Sal and MetaView on LinkedIn. Biggest pro tip for newbies here.
Yeah.
With a pro tip.
Oh, right. I thought you were going to give me one.
Oh, I'll give you one later, off camera. How do you survive these? These are gauntlets. It's mentally, it's physically draining. The time difference does not help, and I'm only coming from New York.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, but what's the best way to survive these type of conferences?
Oh, man, I really don't know if I have a good advice. I feel good today because I went for a workout. Good. So I took time out of the conference. Obviously, as someone who sort of feels like I'm surrounded by potential, either existing customers or potential customers, it's quite tempting to just spend all day on the floor. But I thought, you know, I'll be a lot more energized and probably a lot more productive if I just go for a quick run. So I went to the gym and I feel better for it. So maybe that one.
What's your favorite American word, favorite British word or slang that has been bastardized by us Americans?
Oh, man.
These are just curveballs, man. I'm just throwing them. I'm throwing heaters right down the middle. I'm a baseball guy.
Oh, God. I can't even think of it. I'm drawing a complete
blank. All right,
we're going
to leave this one. We're going to catch up later. I will record a separate audio clip with him at his happy hour at 6:30, giving him the next 4 hours to think about this. Sal, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Over the last 3 years, how much market volatility have you experienced in your business? How many times have you had to hire quickly, only to find yourself in a position a few months later with not enough roles to keep your recruitment team busy? Now, what if you could work with a flexible recruitment partner that you could scale up and down based on your needs without compromising on quality or culture? The good news is that solution is finally here. Matcher is a tech-enabled RPO player that made its mark in Europe and is now taking over the US by storm. Matcher combines technology, experience, and flexibility for startups, scale-ups, and corporates to quickly deliver on their hiring needs. Now, whether you're hiring across engineering, go-to-market, or G&A, Matcher got you covered. That's why Matcher's embedded sourcing, coordination, and recruiting services are trusted by companies like TikTok, Booking.com, Miro, Grammarly, Stripe, and more. To find out how Matcher can be your flexible recruitment partner, visit matcher.io. That's MATCHR.io. And make sure you tell them you heard about it on the podcast. Thanks.
Wisdom is forever, but for us, it's time to go. Thank you for joining us. Luckily, we'll be back with our next episode soon, jam-packed with more incredible humans. Thank you for listening, subscribing, and sharing. To join the conversation, search The Podcast on LinkedIn. And to catch up on past episodes and more info, please visit www.thepodcast.com.